Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Oh, that didn't sound happy. Let me hear you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
There we go. It should be our favorite day of the week. Watch them. They know how to do it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
You'll get there. All right, boys and girls, I have a story for you today. And you may like it, you may not, because of what I have to say. But I think by the end we'll be good. Did you know that us parents make rules in our house for a good reason? No. How many of you have rules in your house? Mom and Dad say, you have to do this, you have to do that, right? Even us as adults, we have rules, so don't feel bad. We have rules we have to follow. How many of you love and you jump up to when Mom and Dad say, go do this, you're like, woohoo! Oh, not so many. Okay, well, sometimes we give you rules because we're only trying to help you. I promise we don't do it because we like hearing ourselves talk. We do it because we want to help you, want to help you be better. Did you know that? It's true. I know. It's true, right? Right. See? Yeah. And sometimes we say something and the words that come out of our mouth have a different meaning. In other words, I may say something to you and you hear what I say, but I mean it to mean something else. I'll give you an example. Please make your bed. I'm really saying to you, I want you to learn good habits. It's true. Please clean your room. That means I want you to have good skills and have order in your life that will help you as you get older. Be careful. Have Mom and Dad said that to you? I'm sure you've heard that a lot, right? Be careful. And what they really mean is, you mean so much to me, I can't stand to see you hurt. Right? Do your homework. Oh, I bet we hear that a lot lately, right? Learn everything you can right now. That's what we want. And when Mom and Dad say, pick up your clothes, they mean pick up your clothes. That's right. There's no double meaning there. How about, oh, this is a hard lesson. Oh, even for me, especially for me, I'm guilty. Don't spend all your money at once. Yeah. It means we need to be ready for an emergency sometimes, right? Or we need to give. We don't want to just blow it all on something. All right. What about it's late? That means you need rest. I can see the crankiness. That means you need rest. We want your body ready for tomorrow, for school, for church, whatever it is, right? When a parent says, play nicely, they mean, you make us so proud when we see you being kind to everyone. When we say, finish that school project, that means we want you to use the talents and the gifts that God has given you. When we say, take out the garbage, we mean, take out the garbage. Yeah, not everything has a double. When we say, feed the dog, we mean, care for others. Our furry friends too, right? And when we say, I love you, it means I love you. There's no double meaning there. Yeah. Our parents give us rules and instructions that we can follow. Who else do you know gives us rules and instructions that we should follow? Who? Our teachers, and it's very important that you listen to those teachers, right? Who else? Who gives us instructions that we should follow? How about us adults? Because we have to listen too, right? Who do you think is the most important person that we as adults need to follow? Ty? Jesus. And God, right? Yeah. It says in 1 Peter, Jesus says he is our example. We must follow his steps. We have instructions directly from God. Do you know where we find those instructions? Oh, he even gave us a handy-dandy manual. a manual we can look at every single day. When we don't know how to guide you guys, our little ones, our precious ones, we can go there, we can fall on our knees, and we can say, Lord, help me, give me the instructions I need to help my precious little one, and he'll help us. Because what we need to do as kids and as adults, the most important thing we need to do is follow Jesus. We need to follow him, and we need to listen to our instructions from him. And that's why sometimes when mom and dad give you instructions, you're like, oh, here they go again, telling me what to do. It's not because we want to just boss you. It's because we want you to be the best person you can be. And by doing those things, we then teach you that we can also follow Christ, right? Every single day in everything we do, we can find a way to show someone about Jesus. Every single day. So, who wants to follow Jesus? Yeah, I do too. I want to be sitting by his side when that time comes. I want to sit down and be at his feet and listen to all the stories and everything and all the instructions that he's going to give us. So, let's follow him, shall we? We shall. But hold on really quick. I have instructions for the people behind me. Let's talk to the big people. So we have our lamb's offering that we collect every Sabbath. And what this does, it helps little people, these little faces, go to a church school of ours and learn about Jesus and follow Jesus. And sometimes those schools that we send them to are the only way and the only place they learn about Jesus. So my call to you as parents is maybe instead of going to Starbucks this week or that extra Target trip that you really don't need, let's dig in a little deeper and put that extra something in that basket so that we can help someone follow Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
All right. And kids, here's your last instruction. When you look at all these faces, you say, thank you very much. And you throw a big smile at them. Okay? Awesome. Let's do it. Thank you, kiddos.